Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of September, recording at 9:46 p.m., and that's British Summer Time, of course. Now, here's the key political development, in my opinion. Obama appears increasingly to have been pushed into a bit of a corner here, and mostly by Congress. Over this proposed military strike against Assad's military hardware, but also by Russia, where Vladimir Putin probably supplied Assad with the chemical weapons that he now possesses, but Russia is playing peace broker and offering to take them all back as a means of preventing the actual strike from occurring. And then we have the UN statement that's coming from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who's said apparently that he will ask the Security Council to demand Syria immediately take steps to destroy its chemical weapons. Well, that doesn't carry too much weight, since both China and Russia have veto powers in the Security Council, but weigh it all up, and it looks as if the odds of any kind of military strike against the Assad regime this week have faded in the last few days. Now, this is still very much a breaking situation, to use the news jargon. But that's my hunch, and more importantly, it's clearly the hunch of stock markets here, because we saw some pretty good strength. Now, we were getting that last Friday, but we've also seen it in here again today. And I'll just run through some of the highlights here quickly for you. Japan had a very good day. The Nikkei up nearly 2.5%. Hang Seng was firm, up over 0.5%. Australia, firm, 0.75%. And looking at the other Asian indices, well, they were all higher. So running down them quickly here, China, big day here to the upside on improved growth prospects, up roughly, average the indices, nearly 3.5%. And Taiwan, a little bit higher. Kospi up 1%. And India up 1.5% here. And among the ASEAN indices, well, you know, this is strong action. We've got Malaysia up 1.35, Thailand up 3.6. We have Indonesia nearly up 3%. So solid performances here all around. And Europe was more mixed, but tiny declines. And where they actually occurred, best gain was the Italian MIB index, which was up over 1% here today. And that region's been generally steady. But also in the Americas, the Dow up nearly 1%, the S&P up exactly 1%. That's taken it up to 1671 and 0.71. We had the NASDAQ, which is the top performing U.S. index right now, pushed through to a new high. That's up 1.26%. Mexico, big upward dynamic here today, up 2.6%. And Brazil, which has been recovering here recently, up nearly 1% as well. Now, against that background, the bond yields actually came down in the United States, although they're well off their reaction lows. I think I can put up one of them for you here. And this is the U.S. Treasury 10-year. That's yielding right now 2.91 and a little bit of change. It was lower earlier in the day, got down to 2.89 and a fraction. But you remember last week, it was testing, last 2 weeks actually, it was testing the 3% yield level. Now, the US dollar has also pulled back in here today. The dollar index is the one I should mention. That's down to 81.83. Well, and not just the dollar index, the Asian currencies, which had been hammered, have, with the exception of the Chinese and renminbi, have all been stronger in here today. So we're getting some follow-through coming from the Indian rupee after that climactic sell-off, which we had seen a few weeks ago. And so that's firming. And most of the other Asian currencies, if not all of the other ASEAN currencies, were also steadier against the greenback in here today. And the Australian dollar, that's pushed up to 0.9228. The euro is back up to 132.54. That's a good gain in here today. And sterling, it's firm, hovering right around that 157 level against the greenback. Now, looking at the commodity markets, we had mostly a little bit of a softer tone in the industrial metals, but they were down only very slightly in here today. And the exception was copper, and the US copper is up to 328 and change, so that remains firm. The big gain, though, in the industrial metals over the last couple of weeks is tin, and that was helped by a reduction in in supply, and that's something that's really going to be quite possibly repeated by other suppliers of these various metals. That's the one good way to get prices up is don't produce quite so much of the stuff, and then demand instead of or consumers instead of buying on a immediate requirement basis may need to start stockpiling again if they see prices starting to firm. Now, the most important development here in the commodity markets, though, today is the softness that we see in the oil contracts, because that's in line with that strength in stock markets, which is saying that we're not going to get, or we have a diminishing risk, I should put it that way, of a cruise missile strike occurring this week, if at all. So what we see is that the WTI is back to just below the 109 level, and more importantly, the Brent crude is down just over $3 as I speak. It's still trading after hours, and that's taken it down to just above the 113 dollar level. These prices are still firm, but that's hardly surprising given all the talk of a military strike that we've had over the last week or more. Elsewhere in the commodity markets, softness in the grains and beans, that's good news in terms of food prices. Coffee and cocoa really very, very low. Cocoa picking up a little bit here overall. And but the situation generally, I think the really key points in here is that we are not seeing any upward pressure on commodity prices other than the crude oil for very understandable reasons. That is the most important commodity, so we need to see that lower. But that is unlikely to be the case until tensions in the Middle East ease somewhat further. But as far as the other commodity prices are concerned, there is not much inflationary pressure coming from this sector. And the very good news, going back to stock markets, is that while there's plenty of uncertainty over the tapering, which is likely to start now, I think this month, from the Fed, but that overall monetary conditions remain accommodative, and that is certainly going to remain the case for a fair while, and the economic evidence is improving. It wasn't all that long ago when prospects for 2014 or forecasts for 2014 were really rather cautious. Well, more recently, we've seen the relief of Europe's overall improvement. And more importantly, we have seen evidence that now that China's growth slowdown is coming to an end, and also Japan looks really quite steady, and the US certainly isn't doing all that badly either. So expectations as far as 2014 are increasingly optimistic, and that's a good background for stock markets over the medium term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.